All right, big news yesterday at the ballpark. They announced that Rangers Ballpark has a brand new name. It is Globe Life Ballpark. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is a representative from Globe Life. His name is Cranston Fankeldale. Did I get that correct?
Actually, it's a little bit incorrect. It's Cranston Fankeldale.
Fankeldale.
Frankelsdale. Frankelsdale.
Frankelsdale.
Yes, Frankelsdale. Thank you.
So it's Globe Life Insurance that now has its name on the ballpark. And can you kind of tell us a little bit about what was behind this decision?
Well, frankly, we're very happy to be associated with the Rangers. We think these guys are winners. It was a decision that I made along with my partner and he's actually my boss, Stan Andersky. And he says that he's very excited with the arrangement with the Rangers. He expects good things. Good things.
All right, so $5 million a year. What do you get about all this outside the ballpark being named after your company? What sort of signage are you getting and stuff like that?
My personal cut is $200,000 of this deal in kickback money. But
okay.
I don't think that's what you're asking about.
No, it's not.
We expect to hire a profile. We expect a lot of Ranger fans to, when they think life insurance, when they think health insurance, we want them to think Globe Life. I think it's a perfect fit because when you think about it, most of the Rangers fans that are fans of the Rangers live on the globe. And that's why we have Globe Life.
Okay.
Because if your life is on this globe, we want you with Globe Life. So we think it's a natural fit for human beings.
You're pretty much covering everybody there, yeah.
Right. There are some negative things about the deal where, of course, we're paying a lot of money, and we think we're going to get a lot of advertising out of this, effective advertising out of this. But we also, as part of the deal, have to insure the Rangers themselves and the Ranger personnel, and some of that's problematic.
Mike, which ones would be problematic?
Well, I hope I'm not violating any HIPAA laws here or rhino laws or any of the other animals, but like Ron Washington, for example, his premiums are through the roof due to some lifestyle issues. His premiums alone are just it's $12,000 just for medical coverage.
Wow.
And he lives in an unhealthy living condition.
No, he does not.
He lives in an unheated structure, which is a problem. He has a high degree of exposure to things such as tuberculosis and the plague.
A high degree?
I don't know about that.
More than normal people have exposure to that. And of course, also, he smokes, which, according to our assessment, puts him at a 100% chance of death. So,
well, we're all going to die at some point.
Yeah, so his life insurance policy, in the event that he dies during the term of his life insurance policy, the payout is just over $7. It's somewhere between $7 and $9.
It's not even worth it. Yeah, why would he want to get his insurance from you?
He also doesn't eat that well, according to our researchers and risk assessors. Our analysis of his diet is that he primarily subsists on Cajun-spiced hand-caught pigeons, according to his own paperwork that he filled out.
Oh, that's his own paperwork.
Yes, and as we've been insuring him for the past year, as a matter of fact, this deal started behind scenes a year ago. Since we've been insuring him, he's had his septum rebuilt four times.
So. All right. I don't know if
don't know what's
that's
going
accurate.
On there.
But I'm sure
we did want to make this deal, and I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Jody, but we wanted to make this deal earlier than now. We've been in talks with the Rangers for quite some time, but we wanted to make the deal after they had unloaded Josh Hamilton, because we just can't insure him.
That makes sense, yeah. That makes total sense.
There was too much of a risk of Katie stabbing him with a golf club or something.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what about John Daniels? He seems like a stand-up guy. He's okay to insure somebody like that, right?
Well, John Daniels, in his risk assessment, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, John Daniels, this is a highly complex case. let me see here. On the plus side, John's blood pressure is pretty solid, and he's at a decent weight. He looks pretty damn healthy, right?
I mean, right.
I mean, he's a sexy guy, right?
And, sure, yes.
And he's sexually active in the community. So we feel like we should insure John Daniels, and we've given him $100 million life insurance policy.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Like I've heard that before.
He seems like a pretty solid guy.
Right.
It does sound vaguely familiar.
Well, congratulations. I think it's a win-win for you and the Rangers.
Well, Norm, I want to thank you, and I want to thank the entire staff of the Ticket. We're big fans of the Ticket. We stream it online when we can get the iHeart app to work. Thank God you went to the sports day. We really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
But we really appreciate what the Ticket's done, and we look forward to this partnership with the Rangers and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I think that we plan to be out of ticket stock next year.
Oh, okay.
So come up and say hi to me, Cranston Finkelstale, for all your life insurance needs. We've got you covered at Globe Life.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cranston. Maybe we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Bob, and love the show.
All right. Thank you. That's Cranston Finkelstale, allegedly with Globe Life. I don't know about that. All right. It's 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.